إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, on the subject of dhikr thoughtfully, we started yesterday, inshallah. The thing I remind myself and you about is the biggest enemy of dhikr, of thoughtful dhikr, of dhikr with concentration. The biggest enemy of that is a false sense of urgency with regard to time. That is the first ploy of shaitan. Shaitan makes it seem as if you are wasting time, as if you are sitting in dhikr, so now time is passing. You don't get the sense of time is passing when you are watching some trash movie on TV or when you are wasting your time on Facebook. You don't feel the sense of my time is passing. But you sit in dhikr, the first sense that comes is, time is passing. How much time? So the thing to say to yourself and be clear about is to say that time is passing in doing the only thing for which I was created, which is the dhikr of Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So therefore, if time is passing, it is passing in the only thing which is the reality for which I was created. Alhamdulillah. Number two, if I die in this state, then I will be resurrected making the dhikr of Allah. What is better than that? So we have to combat this. And when shaitan puts these things into our minds, then we have to fight back. Inna shaitana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the shaitan is aduwun. He is your enemy. فَاتَّخِذُوا أَدُوَى. So you become his enemy. So that's why we have to fight back. That's the first thing. And for that, therefore, when we make dhikr, and when I'm saying make dhikr, I'm not talking about some special majlis of dhikr on, you know, whatever it is, Wednesday night or Thursday night. We're talking about on a daily basis after every salah, in addition to whatever else we do. When we read Quran and so on, when you are standing in Salah, for example, the sense of false urgency is a trap of shaitan. It's as if the world will come to a halt if I don't stop just now and do something. The rate at which the world is going, it will be a good thing if it comes to a stop. Nothing will happen. The world will not come to a halt. When I die, the world will not come to a halt. At the most, whoever is there will take some time to put me in my grave and that's it, and then they will continue with their job. Just ask yourself, all your friends and your children and your wife and whoever, once they put you in your grave, how long will they stay there? Just ask yourself this question. And if you want an answer, ask yourself, how long did you stay when you put your father in the grave? How long did you stay when you put your dear friend in the grave? That is how long others will stay for you. As simple as that. When you put your father in your grave and you loved your father so much, did you spend the night there? You should have done that. At least one night. Let me sleep by the side of the grave. I take my sleeping bag. My father is in the grave. Let me go sleep there. Have you ever heard anybody doing that? Will anybody do that? Have you done it? You could have done it. Nobody would have stopped you. They would have said you are crazy, but nobody would have stopped you. That is how long others will stay at your grave. Even if they stay, so what? In the grave, you are alone. Whoever is on top, doesn't matter. Whether they are staying there, they are not staying there, or they are going, it makes no difference. You are there alone. You have to face the music, whatever the music is. And that's the reason why it is very important and clear to work on ourselves and say, what will be my state? Because my state will be my own state. And therefore, I need to be clear about that. So in dhikr, when you get this false sense of time passing and urgency, combat it. There is no urgency. Alhamdulillah, I am doing the only thing for which I was created. Everything else I do is either something for which I was not created, which means I am violating the purpose of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or I am not violating the purpose, but it's something which is, you know, zimdan, from somewhere there is some connection to say, yeah, this also is so. I am eating my food, yeah, the, inshallah, my food will give me strength to be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more, and so on. But we know how much of that food strength is going in worshipping Allah and how much of it is going in other things. But dhikr is pure, alhamdulillah. Only dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second way of combating shaitan is that if there is any thought in your mind that the zikr you did is not perfect. For example, I gave you the example yesterday of the Tasbih Fatimi. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. So when you are making the Tasbih and your thought goes somewhere, or you suddenly you discover that because you and I have been used to saying it so fast for all these years, if you don't consciously say it slowly, then again you go Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So that starts off. What must you do? Go back and do it again. And again, and again, and again. And do it from, if you are sitting in Fajr, sit till Dhuhr. If necessary, sit till Dhuhr. Then stand up and pray Dhuhr. After that, make Tasbih again. And if you are still not satisfied, stay there till Asr. Shaitan will run away. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very generous. If you are doing this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you hasanat for every time you say it, whether you say it fast or slow or what. So shaitan will run away because he knows that you are now getting far more credits and far more benefit than you would have got if he had left you alone. Because if you had left you alone, you would have got only one time. But now because you are working on it, you are getting thousands of times. There is this story about one of the salaf who... one day he missed Salatul Fajr, he slept through. And he made so much tawbah and he cried and he wept and he prayed qada, of course, and then he prayed Allah knows how many nawafil in tawbah and so on and so on and so on. So the following day, at just before Fajr, somebody woke him up. And when he woke up, he saw his shaitan, Iblis, sitting there. So he said, "What is this? You are waking me up for Fajr?" He said, "Yes, I'm waking you up because yesterday I put you to sleep and you made so much tawbah, Allah gave you so many hasanat, it is better you wake up and pray Fajr." "I don't want that to happen. So I won't let you sleep. Better you go up, wake up and pray, you get the sawab for one Fajr, khalas, nothing more. But now because of your tawbah, Allah gave you so much more." So run, fight shaitan back so that shaitan will run away. Yeah, you make this zikr like I'm saying one day, don't believe me, you won't have to wait till Zohar and all that. In 10 minutes, shaitan is running from there. He says, "Allah, Allah, Allah, this man is repeating this tasbih so many times, subhanallah, 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 what's happening?" Run away. So very important to do zikr thoughtfully and fight back shaitan. So yesterday we were talking about this kalima of zikr, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumit, wa huwa hayyul ladhi wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Yuhyi wa yumit, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Wa huwa hayyun da'imun la yamut. That also is part of that. So we said yesterday we talked about la ilaha illallah. Today we say, let us look at the next part, which is wahdahu la sharika lahu. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِكَ لَهُ. Now when we say وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِكَ لَهُ, we need to think about this and say, what is the meaning of وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِكَ لَهُ? وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِكَ لَهُ is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone. Allah is alone in His glory, Allah is alone in His majesty, Allah is alone in His ilm, Allah is alone in His treasures, Allah is alone as the Khaliq, the Malik, the Hakim, the Raziq. He is alone as the creator, He is alone as the owner of all that He created. He is alone as the one who sustains all that He creates. He is Rabbul Alameen. He is the Khaliq Kulli Ashya Wal Ahwal. He is the creator of all the things and all the conditions, all the situations. He is the creator of everything. He is the one who is Malik al-Mulk. He is the one who owns the Mulk. Lahul Mulku wa Lahul Hamdu. We'll come to that. He is the Malik al-Mulk. He is the one who owns everything. He is the one tu'ti al-mulka man tasha wa tanzi'u al-mulka mimman tasha. He is the one who gives this world and gives parts of this world and parts of hukumat, and he gives parts of iqtidar, and he gives parts of control and authority to whoever he wills. And he takes it away from whoever he wills. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it away by removing a person from a seat of power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the authority out of a person even while the person is sitting in the place of power. So the person will still be in the same position, but he will become the laughing stock of the world. The world will mock him and laugh at him, even though he is in a position of authority. This is minallahi ta'ala. So Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one in all of these. He is alone in all of these. And there is no one who is sharik. There is no one who is in any way a part of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is or what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. There is no one who is a part of that in any way. There is no one who is equal. There is no one who is a shareholder. There is no one whose help Allah needs. There is no one whose help Allah takes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders. Allah does not take the help of anyone. For example, if you say that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does the work of his creation through his makhluk, that is the hukum of Allah. Allah does not need the help of the makhluk to do it. Allah did not need the help of Jibreel alayhi salam to save Ibrahim alayhi salam from the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly ordered the fire. Ya nar kuni bardan. Salaman ala Ibrahim. Directly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the fire. So what Allah wants to do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to do something through a makhluk of his, whether this makhluk is a human being, whether the makhluk is a malak, is an angel, whether the makhluk is anything else, this is the qudrat of Allah. This is the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which also he has no partners. Allah does not have advisors. If you have an advisor, then the advisor is a partner in your choice. You are making the choice on the advice of somebody. Allah has no advisors. Allah does not need advisors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laysa kamithlihi shay'un wa huwa as-sami'ul basir. In Suratul Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said there is nothing like Allah jalla jalaluhu. And that is the essence of our tawheed. We do not worship a superman. This is the thing with people who worship other gods, that the god is created in the image of man. You know, the Christians got this the other way around, and they said that God created man in his own image. The reality is that man created God in his own image. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not created by anybody. So therefore Allah is not in the image of anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is himself the way he knows. And we do not know, and we do not wonder, and we do not ask questions about his that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone. Wahdahu la sharika lahu. And there is no one who has any part of that. There is no one who is any partner of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way, in anything that he does, in anything that he is, in anything that he has control over, and that means everything else. And that is what we need to reflect on when we are saying وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah. There is no one who fulfills any need except Allah. There is no one who can give anything or take away anything except Allah. There is no one who can cause any harm or who can cause any benefit except Allah. And who is he? He is alone. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. He is alone, and he has absolutely no partners in any of this. This is what we need to think about when we are making this zikr. Inshallah, more as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.